And joining us right now in studio, our good friend, back with us from Mobile Meals, Miss Carolyn Fox, back in today.
Good morning.
How are you?
Happy Thursday.
It feels like it's been a while since we've seen you. I don't know.
Yeah, probably chilly, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a chilly cook-off.
That's coming up next, too.
Yes, that's coming up soon. So
special events keep me going here.
Well, you've got a fun one coming up for Mobile Meals to help support. But first, before we get into the event, tell folks about Mobile Meals and the work that you guys do.
Mobile Meals is a home-delivered meal program. We serve about 500 people a day, and we count heavily on volunteers, rely heavily on volunteers. So I would encourage anyone that's interested in volunteering to give our office a call and sign up for orientation and get out there and deliver some meals, because it really does form some great relationships. And the clients, sometimes you're the only one they see when you deliver their meals. It's a win-win on both sides. Makes you feel good and definitely makes them feel good. Plus, they get great nutrition. So, I mean, it's a double-edged sword there. So it's a good thing. So our clients have a lot of furry pets, a lot of furry friends, and they're their best companions. Oftentimes, they're alone and their pets are like their family. Well, a lot of our pets are like our family.
Yeah, sure.
And we're doing Santa photos with pets and kids.
So you can bring in your pet, your family, and get a photo to get together.
And it's not crowded like the mall. I don't want to bash the mall, but you can, I mean, there's really not much of a wait, so it really is a sweet thing if you just want a picture. It's a $10 donation, and we use the proceeds to purchase pet food. We deliver pet food to our clients in January, so we do a drive kind of in December and collect as much food and money as we can and then go forth and buy a lot of pet food in January. We usually have about 100 clients request the pet food. It's it's a big project.
And a lot of organizations helping out those humans that are hungry.
Yes, but,
there's a chance to help pets that are hungry.
Yes, yes. And what we've seen, this was kind of a Meals on Wheels of America directive years ago. We've probably been doing this for about 12 years now, but they found that the meal clients were feeding their food to their pets, and that's not good. So, they need to eat their food, and pets need to eat their food. So they started this initiative, this Santa Claus, I think it was Seasons for Suppers they called it in the beginning. So it's kind of driven by that we want people eating the people food and pets eating the pet food. So they started this program, and we started the first year, and we've done this for many years. I think it's, like I said, I think it's our 12th year. And it's fun. Our staff loves doing the Santa photos. They all go out and volunteer. We have a Santa Dave flies in, actually from Columbus, but from the North Pole to Columbus to Toledo. He's done this for years too. Great Santa, very much in the holiday spirit, and loves doing the program, loves animals, very good with animals. I mean, it's a challenge sometimes.
I mean, if somebody brings in like their boa constrictor and stuff, I mean, that would be kind of weird.
Well, they've brought all kinds of things in. He's held bunnies. And
so it's not limited to dogs and cats.
Oh, no. They've brought bunnies. I don't know if they brought hamsters. I don't know. We've brought some interesting animals to the event.
Bringing out my son's turtle.
Yeah. I would probably skip the boa constrictor, though.
But thanks for
that thought. It is a fun event. And people, you know, like I said, people can come out and get their picture taken relatively easily.
There you go.
All right. And you talked about your need for volunteers all throughout the year. If someone wants to help out through Mobile Meals, what's all involved? What do they need?
Well, we always need volunteers. Sometimes, you know, I mean, not all areas need volunteers right now. I'll just clarify that. But we do need volunteers that either can sub or fill in different routes. We try to get it near where you work or live. Basically, you come in for an hour orientation. We kind of give you the scoop on what you need to do. And we're so modern now. We use a tablet. So everything's on this little iPad. So you know, more paper, no more, you know, people sign with their fingers, and the clients are really used to it now, and it's seamless. It just uploads, and we're killing less trees. That's the good thing. And you usually deliver, could be anywhere from 5 to 12 people on your route. Usually takes about an hour. And like I said, it really does form those relationships. So.
And is it lunchtime? Is it dinner time? Or
it's lunchtime.
Lunchtime.
Good question. Yeah. They usually pick up around 10:30 or 11. Usually delivery is completed by 1 or 2 because that's their lunch for the day. So you want to get it to them so they can eat their lunch. Yeah.
So are you delivering lunch and dinner, or do they just deliver lunch?
They deliver both meals. All meals go out at one time.
Okay.
So they get lunch and dinner. Some of them only get one meal a day, so it might be their evening meal, but a lot get the lunch and dinner. So yeah, they do look for you sometimes they're waiting at their door for you.
Yeah, they're hungry.
They're hungry, yeah. Well, they like that interaction too. They love their volunteers. You know, they really do form a bond. It's a great relationship.
So if someone wants to volunteer, how do they need
Well, they can just call our office at 419-255-7888. 1-800-306 or email us at info@mobilemeals.org, and we'll get you signed up for orientation and get you out delivering meals.
Do you have a website if people don't get a chance to write that down?
Yes, it's mobilemeals.org.
And what's the basic qualification for someone who wants to be a volunteer?
Well, you basically just have to have a valid driver's license, proof of auto insurance, and we do a background check. You know, sometimes you're in our clients' homes, so you want to make sure that you're, you know, okay for
your
our clients,
because
they're awfully sometimes vulnerable, and, you know, they're older.
Sure.
We don't want anybody taking advantage of them. So we do run a background check, so everybody has to pass that before you go out and deliver meals. And those are and just the willingness to go out and help your community.
Nice.
Well, the flip side of that is if you're listening and you need help with meals, you know, please call our office and we can give you the information about signing up for the meal program. Or if you have a neighbor or a relative that's struggling with, you know, food insecurity or eating healthy, or, you know, that's what we're all about. So.
And for those who receive it, I mean, you do pay, but it's kind of a sliding scale based
Correct.
On your ability.
We do accept some insurances. You know, we do Aetna, Buckeye. We do the Passport program, waivers. And then there is a sliding scale if, you know, it's based on your income. You know, obviously, if you need assistance, we try to help you with that cost. But, you know, food costs money. So,
right.
And this is basically home-cooked food. We cook it in our own kitchen now. It goes out to you chilled, so it's fresh. And you just need to zap it a little in the microwave to heat it up a little. And the meals are really good, actually. We've really improved over the years with our meals. So it is. It's kind of like, oh, that looks good today. You walk in the kitchen, it smells wonderful. So it's kind of exciting.
That would be the only bad part of that job. You'd be hungry all day long.
Yeah. Especially when you go down at like, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning and it's like, oh, they're making meatloaf.
Oh.
They do a lot of the comfort foods that generation typically likes, too. We try to add new things they do have a menu choice, so they get to pick what they'd like every day, which is nice. Except the weekly deliveries, they don't get an option right now, but the dailies get to pick, and a lot of them really enjoy the food, so that's great.
All right. Hey, Carolyn, thank you so much. I always love talking with you.
Thank you.